We're speaking now with Sonia Stark, who is an independent filmmaker that has just released a short film called Albany Alert. Welcome to the show, Sonia. Do you want to tell us, briefly what the film is about?
Sure. The film is, and thank you for having me, the film is called Albany Alert, and it's a local independent film that I made over the course of 4 months to help urge Albany County legislators to pass the Clean Air Law. And it is a combination of testimony from three residents who live south of the Lafarge plant, who are in the direct path of the emissions coming out of Lafarge, and also the scientific background of Judith Ank and Mike Ewell. They are the authority figures on what TDF, or tire burning fuel, can do to the pollutants, the toxic pollutants that TDF creates, that pollute both the air and the water in the area. And I made the film because I was interested in doing whatever I could to create an impact on the passage of this very important and urgently needed clean air law in Albany County, which has yet to be passed. But hopefully after seeing at the legislators, all 39 of them, see this film, I'm hoping that will make an impression and will lead to them voting it into law.
So you mentioned that you interviewed three residents that are directly downwind of the Lafarge cement plant. Can you talk about, how you approached them? Something that struck me was that they were being harassed.
Yeah, that was a real big surprise. Barbara Heinsen, she lives on the border between New Baltimore and Queamans Hollow. She had referenced some of the controversy behind the study that showed how dangerous, how inherently dangerous tire burning is for the air and water quality. And she was one of the she along with Sarah, they both agreed to go on camera despite being harassed both in public and through the mail, as you saw in the film. It's a small town, and politics prevail in a small town where three or four major industries hire a majority of the town to work at. And they were voices with perspectives that a lot of people consider controversial. And they, as a result, were mailed feces in the U.S. Postal Service. They were delivered feces anonymously by strangers. And they had some of the town, when they were in town, some people had given them dirty looks or had said stuff to them. And I mean, I didn't highlight too much of it, but that alone really puts this into perspective, how scary it can be to be an activist or an advocate for something that should be considered a universal right, and that's clean air and clean water. And to speak up in favor of supporting that, it's really scary to hear when people who are critical thinkers and who are very smart and want to talk about it are suppressed from doing that. It's a bullying tactic, and that really threw me. I really didn't anticipate fully grown adults to behave in that manner, but yeah, so I thought it was important to reference that in the film.
Talk about the footage that you used in the film, how you obtained that footage.
Well, I have been a certified drone operator for about 6 years. And I have my own equipment and gear that I've been using for about 30 years. I am a professional videographer who's shot a number of different documentaries all around the world. And so I had all of the gear needed to make this as professional and as polished as anybody could. And I used a lot of what I would typically use if I were hired by a production team to shoot something similar. So all of what you see is from the production gear that I currently use and continue to use every day for my company, Pilot Girl Productions.
What impressions did you get as you were filming?
Impressions?
What did you learn?
You know, by highlighting the stories of those three people, I had spoken to about 10 other individuals in town who were very engaged and concerned and all had strong opinions how they felt about the air they were breathing from Lafarge and some of the issues that they confront in their town, who came across as very passionate and engaged and authority figures who would have wanted to have talked to me, but who decided that it would be in their best interest not to, because they didn't want to upset neighbors who had differing opinions. So they decided not to. So between Chris and Barbara and Sarah, those three, they were brave enough to come forward and say what the majority of the people that I spoke to were saying off camera, but they were willing to share it on camera. And I was really thankful for that.
What are you hoping that viewers will get out of this film?
Well, you know, I'm hoping this video really makes a mark on the collective consciousness of others in the area. I mean, those especially that are uninformed about the consequences of burning tires, or even those who really are in denial of the science. When you see the science that Mike Ewald presents, and when you listen to what Judith Enck has to say about the history of Lafarge, you'll realize that the propaganda, or whatever propaganda is currently being used to suppress the truth, hopefully those people will come to realize that they need to stand up. They need to take action. They can't sit silently in hopes that the DEC or the EPA will come to the rescue. Everybody in the town, as much as we would like to depend on four or five people to really highlight the dangers of this, I think it's going to take a full onslaught of the entire community to come forward and really push a behemoth. You know, it's like a David versus Goliath story. Push a behemoth like Lafarge in the right direction, because the science is there to indicate that tires can be used and other ways that make sense, environmental sense. And I'm hoping that with this film, that others will also learn more about cement kilns and how baking rock to make cement takes a lot of heat and it's expensive. And coal is something that is something that we need to be aware is generating a good share of the CO2 pollutants that are currently affecting climate change and global warming. So there's so much more to this story that needs to be told, and I'm already thinking about a follow-up to it.
Albany Clean Air Act that is making its way through the legislature. As far as I know, it's been sent back to committee. And we don't know when the next public hearing will be. But Sonia, where can people go to watch Albany Alert and maybe contact you or contact somebody to learn more about this issue?
Sure. www.cleanairalbanycounty.org. So you can see it on there, and you can share that link wherever you need to. You can also click on the video itself, and it's parked on a the Albany Alert film itself is parked on a YouTube channel. I made both the website and the YouTube channel so that somebody that so anybody can go and make a copy of both the URL or the film itself and distribute it. And I hope they do that.